This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Christmas Day, Monday, December 25th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Chinese Communist Party strikes again. As it banned Chinese communists from celebrating Christmas, the leaders likened the celebration to, quote, spiritual opium, end quote, for members of the atheist party, reports Radio Free Asia. The Freedom From Religion Foundation put out a full-page ad in the New York Times accusing President Donald Trump of, quote, waging war, end quote, on the separation of church and state, reports the Christian Post. The atheist group laughingly claims that Trump is carrying out an all-out assault on the First Amendment. Ironically, the co-president of the God-denying organization, Dan Barker, once was a self-described conservative evangelist who shared the gospel of Jesus Christ. On this Christmas Day, pray that God would convict Dan Barker of his hostility to the babe in Bethlehem. Psalm 14:1 is clear. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. When a United Airlines flight was delayed while it was preparing to leave for Virginia, a flight attendant and two musicians decided to give their fellow passengers some holiday cheer. The flight was on the runway at Denver International Airport for half an hour because of a small accumulation of snow on Thursday. In order to raise everyone's spirits inside the plane, the trio sang a rousing rendition of Jingle Bells, with one passenger playing mandolin and the flight attendant playing the ukulele. The video, which we have posted at the transcript of TheWorldView.com today, is sure to make the makeshift musical group on the nice list this year. A Pennsylvania family was ordered by their homeowners association to take down their Jesus Christmas display after one of the neighbors reported it as offensive, reports Fox 43. Behind a nativity scene with the Christ child snuggled in the manger, Mark and Lynn Wivel of Adams County, Pennsylvania, featured a simple sign with one word, Jesus, in red letters, highlighted with white Christmas lights. Last Sunday, the HOA claimed the display was a sign, not a decoration, which is a violation of the rules, USA Today reported. The Wivels refused to budge. Welcome to politically correct America, where the lone God-hater gets to squelch the freedom of Christians. Students at Garden City High School in Michigan pitched in to purchase a Christmas present of a brand new pair of work boots for their beloved custodian, Brian Junk, who has worked there for 10 years. And it brought him nearly to tears as he explained he really needed a new pair of shoes. Student Kenna Hermanson, who took a video of the moment, wrote this in a note, quote, thank you for everything you do and for making the school day more enjoyable for everyone, end quote. We've got a link to the video and our transcript today at TheWorldView.com. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And finally, Becky Svar has made a radical decision. She will not buy any more Christmas presents because she eschews the consumerism that has overtaken the celebration of the birth of Christ. The Washington Post reports that each family member draws a name from the hat, and instead of buying gifts for each other, they had to come up with a meaningful experience to share with their designated person. Suggested price? $25. Svar's children took their aunts kayaking. Her brother took his 9-year-old nephew for a ride on his Harley Davidson, then out for sushi and a trip to the local reptile center. This holy season, retail analysts say there has been a discernible shift in gift-giving as Americans think beyond traditional presents. Nearly 40% of shoppers plan to give gift cards, event tickets, or other intangible gifts. Christy Chartrand, a home health care worker in Brantford, Ontario, Canada, said that for years, she and her husband maxed out their credit cards to buy mountains of toys, saying, quote, and we found that our kids were just so ungrateful. It never seemed to be enough. They would open their presents and then say, now what? End quote. The turning point came, she said, when her son unwrapped a present from an aunt. Quote, he looked at her and said, a book? That's it? I was so mortified and said, "This has to change," end quote. The following year, they settled on the three-gift compromise. If you've adopted a unique strategy for celebrating the birth of Christ in your home, including Christmas gift-giving, please email me. I'd like to possibly feature your family's approach for Wednesday's newscast. Send your feedback, including your full name, city and state, and phone number, to adam@theworldview.com. As you know, The Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Christmas Day, Monday, December 25th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.